You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Welcome back. It is hour number three. The rains have begun. Plenty to get into. John Forcade, Gus Kattengill with you in hour number three. Trey, apparently you're going to have to stick around here a little bit longer with all the rain and everything. You good with that?
I'm going to blame David Griffin for that, too.
All right. We'll get back to his hate of David Griffin later on in the show. Rachel Nichols has started or tipped off the Jump, the weekly or daily, rather, our basketball show. I want to play something from that show yesterday, John. We can continue to talk about it. We got a ton to get into. Hour three, Marlon's going to jump in, but let's leave it open to the phone callers, people that want to chime in as well on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA, 800-998-1003. John, we can get back into the schedule. LSU athletic director, and, of course, the David Griffin hires, just a few of the topics that we're going to get into as well. But one of the things that I brought up yesterday is, and I don't know how Trey feels about this, but whether you like David Griffin or not, he's viewed nationally, viewed amongst league executives as somebody that's capable and knows what he's doing. Okay? So I get that. So I do like that. I think it's key, at the very least, that whatever hire this was, that was going to change the perception. You and I have talked about this already in the past, that perception, when it becomes reality sometimes, and it's a bad perception, they become really bad, right? I mean, like, if the perception was that this city and organization didn't know what they were doing, it's not supported. I mean, you had Van Gundy during a nationally televised game this season, wonder if there was even any national, you know, any local beat writers that come. Just a bunch of BS nonsense.
I mean, Wilbon.
He
made his comment. But you know, when you brought up, you know, Griffin, my take is this, is that the reason why I believe they hired him is this reason. They went with Dempsey, who was an assistant to this, whatever he was. He wasn't
the experience.
No experience. Mm-hmm. And the other guys on the list, granted, the guy from the Nets, but I don't think he was the big guy in that. He was underneath someone of the Nets of that. And I think that's what they wanted. They wanted to get a big name guy here. They, you know, and I'm not saying Griffin's really a big name, but he was a guy with experience. They figured, you know what, if we're going to do this, let's get an experienced guy. Then they could have had Danny Ferry, and I don't know what happened there, but they went with Griffin. I think they went with Griffin because they won a championship with Cleveland. All right, that's fine. But it's all about the coaching. I mean, you can get all the five best NBA stars you can get there, but if one coach can't do the job, I'm not sold on Gentry. I think they should have cleaned house.
Well, my point that I'm making is I do think it's interesting, and we got just three national writers that we've had on.
Correct.
All speak very highly of David Griffin. At the very least, the hire is looked upon as immediately, this organization means business.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know the numbers, I don't know the details, but I would guess, and Trey, wouldn't you guess, as I turn your mic up here, David Griffin wasn't cheap?
I would assume no.
Okay,
yeah.
So you do agree with that? I mean, you probably came...
No, like I said, I totally understand that he's a big name in the NBA. I understand that he's a respected name in the NBA. My thing is, when I go over his resume, I don't know why he's a respected person in the NBA.
Okay, so...
It would be like... Because this is a football town, so let me say it for the people who know football better than basketball. You remember Matt Millen with the Detroit Lions. Let's just pretend that around the NFL, Matt Millen was considered an amazing name with the resume that he has. That's David Griffin.
Yeah, but Matt Millen, when he went to Detroit, that was his first front office job.
Oh, okay, so my bad. So if Matt Millen had gone to Jacksonville and messed them up too, then he'd be David Griffin.
But no, he wouldn't. Okay, that's not even remotely close to experience.
Okay, I was being mean, but it's still a dude who, like, go look at Griff's resume. What happened in Phoenix? Him, your boy Gentry.
Well, how long ago was that, too? You got to look at it. It's been many years ago when he was in Phoenix.
Sure, it has. And like I said, the best thing he did in Atlanta was he kept them in neutral. Awesome. And then, yeah, in Cleveland, he won a title. But, again, is LeBron coming here? LeBron's not coming here.
This is the jump yesterday. Right after David Griffin spoke. Not even an hour. Rachel Nichols, Brian Windhorst, and Tracy McGrady.
I've known Rich Paul and David Griffin for a long time.
Yes.
I have seen them go through drama together. I've seen them come out on the other side of drama together. What I can say definitively about both of them is that they are businessmen. They will not react emotionally. They will do what is correct for the side that they are representing. And so while I think that it is responsible for a new GM or executive vice president to open up the door to recheck on whether Anthony Davis's thoughts have changed, I don't expect Rich Paul to change his position, nor do I expect David Griffin to do him any favors like, oh, yeah, if that's where you want to go to the Lakers, Rich, I'll take care of your guy. They are all business. Even though they essentially were hand-in-hand winning a title together with LeBron in Cleveland, that does not mean it'll be any different. And I do think it's interesting. I don't have the exhaustive list in front of me, but I can never remember a GM at his introductory press conference name-checking an agent other than his own agent like he did today, which just shows you how entwined Clutch Sports and Rich Paul are with where the NBA is today.
Do you think there's any shot, Mac, that he could convince Anthony Davis to stay? Because apparently that's going to be his first conversation.
Well, he has 4 months until...
That's not actually true. He has until February, if you want to be 100%
technically
accurate.
Yeah, okay. He has to get on his job, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a chance of keeping AD if he succeeds in the free agency. That's the only way I think you can salvage him from leaving.
I think there's an asterisk attached to every NBA conversation right now that is, unless we see what happens in the lottery.
Bingo. And I keep saying that. If the Pels can move in the top four or win the lottery overall, my goodness, then David Griffin won the lottery himself for sure, because that's 100 different things he could do.
But what I'm trying to get to is this. AD says he wants to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. He wants a bigger market. His dad is in his ear telling him.
I'm with you on all of this.
If he wins the lottery and they get Zion, AD going to stay? All of a sudden now,
AD and Zion would be dirty.
You know, but I thought he wanted to leave. He wanted a bigger market.
I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with
he's
you.
He's not saying I want to leave because
this would be the
biggest
backtrack in sports history.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no other way to look at it.
Things could happen. I mean, it could happen if he gets good picks or get some players, but we'll see.
Let's welcome in Brian, who's giving a call, wants to get his take here as well. Brian, give a quick take, and then I want to play what PTI had to say on the hire.
Well, first of all, I mean, this is going to apply to everybody except Trey, because right now Trey seems to be wearing a tinfoil hat. What's going on with you, my brother? I don't know what's going on.
I'm angry.
I can tell. I think what happens with the David Griffin situation, and I think I can make this real short and sweet. Look at what's happened over the past 24 hours since David Griffin is announced as the executive VP of the Pelicans. The Pelicans are everywhere, and the main topic that's being talked about right now is whether or not it's a possibility Anthony Davis is staying.
I mean, when AD requested a trade, the Pels were everywhere.
Brian, you think AD's staying?
No. Hear what Brian's saying.
I know.
No, he's talking about the buzz around the team. He's talking about the buzz around the team.
I know, but I want to ask Brian, personally, what's your take? You think he's staying?
No, I don't think he's staying. But I think for Anthony Davis, it's still the idea of you have to have the threat of the Pelicans holding on to him. Now, keep in mind that the Los Angeles Lakers really wanted him with that state godfather package that Trey was talking about. Well, here's the thing that happened. Pelicans balked at it. And what did that do? It made Boston kind of be like, okay, we're in play. The New York Knicks are in play. The Milwaukee Bucks are in play. And even the Phoenix Suns, who can't get me and you to attend the game if they gave us tickets, they are now in play. Denver Nuggets in play. Because the Pelicans did not jump at the first offer. Same thing they're doing now. They're putting it in the world that, you know, because it's on PCI. It's on The Jump. It's on First Take. It's on Undisputed. Everybody is talking about the possibility of Anthony Davis staying. What that does for David Griffin, he's rubbing his hands right now like, yes, eat out of my palms. I'm going to trade him, but I'm going to make you bid for him now.
All right, let me play devil's advocate here. You don't think Boston's sitting there or the other guys going like, AD ain't staying. We know this is a ploy to try to get the picks.
Right. But Brian's point, and it's what I brought up.
They can't afford to do it. They're just playing.
And here's the other thing.
There are other teams involved.
You just heard Brian Windhorst on The Jump say, guys, February. They have till February.
That's what I'm saying.
So to Brian's point, David Griffin can be like, all right, you guys are balking at this, aren't coming in. I don't like what I'm getting. I'm waiting to the trade deadline. And then to Brian's point, when you're halfway during the season and you're trying to get to the playoffs and AD's available, then all of a sudden it becomes a free-for-all and more teams are more desperate.
I get where Brian's coming from, and I hope that he's right in the sense that this whole thing about maybe AD staying is just smoke and mirrors to keep leverage in the trade. I hope that's what it is. But we're coming two, 3 days off of him saying, let's keep Alvin around. So it sounds like he's just saying, let's keep everybody.
And then,
let's keep Solomon Hill, too.
All I know is, come February, if you don't trade AD, you get nothing for him after that. You get nothing.
Okay, let's stop the idea that Anthony Davis is not going to be traded, or that they're going to hold him past February. Let's stop pretending that's not going to happen. He's going to be traded. So we're not going to pretend he's going to be here past February, because let's just be honest about it. David Griffin is not going to put his reputation on the line just to kind of show he's got the biggest set in the NBA. He's not going to do that. He's not going to put himself, the fan base, or the organization at risk because he wants to have a whizzing contest with Clutch Sports or any other team in the NBA. He's not going to do that. So we're not going to pretend he's going to try to, you know, to have the biggest chest in the room and say, you know what, I'm just going to keep Anthony Davis and let him walk for nothing. That's not going to happen. He's a brilliant guy. He's got his job for a reason. He didn't just stumble into it. He was picked.
He stumbled into the other three.
Because of the way he did. No, he didn't. Let's not pretend because you don't like the idea of what happened in Phoenix or the idea of him, you know, I guess, holding court in Atlanta or what happened in Cleveland. The man won a championship in Cleveland. You can blame
LeBron.
You can give LeBron all the credit. Why isn't LeBron winning right now?
When you hire Josh McDaniels, do you get Tom Brady, too? You don't get Tom Brady, too.
What do you mean? Tom Brady's in New England right now.
That's what I'm saying. It's the equivalent of hiring Josh McDaniels thinking that you're getting Brady too. You're hiring David Griffin thinking you're getting LeBron too.
No, and that's not what we're saying. You're looking at it saying they won just because of LeBron.
I am saying that.
But if you heard his press conference, there was a reason he mentioned Kendrick Perkins and he mentioned Channing Frye and all these other guys. He was telling you, yes, we have LeBron. But if you don't put the other pieces in place, and it's not just talent. It's a veteran leader here or there. It's a guy that has playoff experience. It's a guy that can come off the bench. It's what he was telling you is, yes, we won because we had a great player. But if you don't have everything else around it, you're not going to win. Right, Brian, that's what I got.
Let's stop just saying it was all LeBron. Are we not forgetting that Kyrie was the person hitting the big shot? Why are we pretending it was LeBron? I think Kyrie almost averaged 40 points himself in that series.
And Trey's favorite player, David Lowe.
And then Griffin traded him for Isaiah Thomas. Yeah.
It took a miracle. But first of all, David Griffin wasn't there when that happened, so stop putting the blame on him. And it took
a miracle for Draymond
to get kicked in the net in order for it to happen. We're not going to put everything on David Griffin. He wasn't even there half the time.
I'm just saying, the worst return for AD should be something built around Siakam. That better be the worst thing we get. We're going to get Lonzo in a two. We're getting Lonzo in a two.
They're not going to trade with the Lakers. He's not going to give him to Los Angeles.
Brian,
I still love you, B.
Brian, it's not going to work. I don't know what Trey is on.
He's got the tinfoil hat on right now. It's okay.
I'm going full Alex Jones right now. I'm admitting that. But every now and again, Alex Jones is on to something. And I think this is the one out of 100 right now.
Brian, yesterday you said the guy won the presser, and he said a lot of the good things in there. I'll do this.
Now he's winning the media.
Yeah, and it's to Brian's point, man, as we hope you're safe, and I know you're driving over to Memphis through all this weather, man. But look, I think to your point, Johnny brings up a very good point just as we hit this break. It's you've changed the narrative to it almost seemed downtrodden. What are they going to do? To almost now when you see the jump, and I will play the PTI thing in here a little bit, it's almost like the Pelicans now in a position of power, whereas –
we already were.
AD's
under contract for another year. We were already in
that. Okay. Yes, to an extent, but it was dependent on who negotiated that deal. And it's why I brought up the point, if that guy is respected throughout the league, you have less of a chance of a guy calling going, hold on, check this out, ready? Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, about AD4. Hold on, stop laughing. about Lonzo Ball? Lonzo Ball's really good. I mean, he's good. You get what I'm getting at? You're not going to have that.
No.
When they call, Griffin's going to get a hard-on for Kevin Love, though. No, yeah. When they call and Griffin picks up the phone, it's a serious negotiation and talk.
It has to be.
Before I get out of here, guys, the reason why Magic Johnson is no longer in L.A. is because Dell Dips was able to dupe him. That's why he had to resign. The embarrassment was so sincere. That's why he's gone. So David Griffin, what he's going to pull off is going to be much better because Magic Johnson allowed Dell Demps to do it. And as David Stern said, we're talking about the worst GM in the history of the league. Just saying.
There you go.
Brian, I hope you're always, right, man. B. Appreciate like, it. I'm rooting for you to be right. This is one time I'm not rooting for myself to be right, but I am prepared to be angry when I am.
There he is.
All right, Brian.
Do you see, John? I mean, I'll say this. There's a lot of people that have the opinions about this. And
this much about Griffin.
Yeah.
The wedding happened yesterday.
Yeah.
The honeymoon's right now.
Yeah.
A couple of months from now, what happens with marriages? They have a little issues. Let's find out. I'm telling you what's going to be the downfall is going to be the head coaching.
So you still can't argue
with me.
I still say
Gentry
is going to be the issue.
All right, when we come back, we'll see what Marlin's up to. We'll chime in with him, and I'm going to play what PTI had to say about the move. All that is next. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. We're here each and every Thursday. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
A two-part conversation with the great Bobby Hurley about his storied career as a player and now as a coach.
I think I had a really unrealistic perspective as a player. So much goes into it, so difficult.
Plus, the top chef in Minneapolis makes a bold claim about his city's culinary scene.
The food, especially in our town, I think is the hottest food destination in America.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Like it's gonna rain all night.
You know, I'll say this. And this is the time. It stopped. It rained quickly and then it stops. That's good. So that's a good thing.
I think it's the end of it, though, Gus. Apparently, it's this big thing coming.
Well, I don't know. Look, the reason I had you come back on is because...
Because I'm so much fun.
I wouldn't go that far, but remember...
Let's be honest here.
Jordan decided to...
I think Jordan deleted my tweet, unless it's the weather that deleted my own tweet.
Oh, really? Oh, he deleted the tweet. How can you delete a tweet?
I don't
know.
That's
not yours, though.
I don't know, but it's just poof, gone.
It's gone, huh?
Your tweet's gone?
Yes.
Or Jordan's tweet's gone?
Mine.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We need to get the tinfoil hat back out.
No, again,
if he reported that, we're going to have problems.
Well, listen to me. You know, again, I am no meteorologist, but I do know how to work an app.
Do you?
And this Weather Channel app. Now, look, there's a lot of red and
black. But you're, like, really old, though, Gus.
I'm not that old.
I think you're kind of old.
I'm not that old.
I mean.
There's a lot of white around this blue dot where
we
are.
So what does that mean?
That's clear. In other words, he could have come here and hung out and then made it home in time before the band of death that's coming.
I don't think it's coming.
No, it's coming. It's in Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, so.
Well, anyways, back to me.
Yeah, back to you. So, how long are you here for?
What do you mean, how long am I here for?
Well, like, what's the shift? I mean, when can
I'm
folks
I'm here till 7:30. Okay. Come hang out while this storm
Let's hang.
There you go,
doing
the air quotes, because you're not believing this is actually coming.
I don't
think
it's happening.
Well,
I haven't gotten any alert on my phone.
It's coming. It's
okay, great. Well, come get your steak, because there's plenty of them.
How about
tomorrow? Keith really wants to make them.
How about the crawfish boil tomorrow?
Tomorrow they should be ready to go between 4 and 5.
Okay.
Nice and yummy.
Come get Jordan's steak that was already made for him. Yeah. He's not coming here to get it.
I think
it.
I'm going to eat that and charge Jordan's account.
I think you should.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got no problem with that. What exactly is in the happy hour?
We got some $4 giraffes. We got $4 specialty cocktails. A couple of $5 appetizers, there's a couple of $4 liquors in there, like Crown and Tito's.
Okay.
And our house liquors are in there, too. $1 off packaged beer, like Budweiser, Bud Light, any of the thing that's bottled or canned.
$1 off.
What's your favorite appetizer in the happy hour?
That's like between,
pickles.
I'm not a big,
no?
not personally me, I don't like fried pickles. Like ours are really good though.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go with either the flaming shrimp that we have.
Flaming shrimp solid.
Flaming shrimp's good.
Like sometimes I get them grilled and those are fantastic.
But are they just flaming?
I mean, flaming, I guess, refers to the buffalo sauce that you can dip them in.
Yeah, so she's just getting it grilled instead of fried with the sauce on it after.
Right. So you're going
be
healthy.
A little healthy. I mean, it just, they put a little something off the elbow on there for me.
Off the elbow.
A little salt bay action.
You know?
I don't know if I want something off of Jordan's elbow. That's for sure.
We didn't say him.
Jordan's not here. He's at home crying like a little baby.
Whoa. Okay. Here we go. That's, look. You can get back to work. Thank you,
There's
Sarah.
Nothing going on, though.
He says he's writing a paper.
I'm
that just means he's hanging
you.
Out with a college girl.
If you want to hang out like Trey, that's fine. Let's go to Chad, 800-998-1003. Chad, what you got here on the Sports Hangover, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to say the start of the schedule is brutal, first off. I mean, if you can get through those first four games, I think the rest of the season is pretty manageable.
2-2, baby.
And also, I'm loving David Griffin. I think if you can knock an opening press conference out of the park, I think that's exactly what he did.
I don't know why Trey has, you know, did you?
I feel like everyone knocks their opening press conference out of the park.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, Magic Johnson knocked his out of the park.
People just liked him because he was Magic.
I didn't say why he knocked it out of the park. I just said that he did.
Chad, let me ask you this, because, again, he did say it, so I definitely want to get your take on this and opinion. AD, do you think he said that as a negotiating ploy or tactic or wanting to get him back, and would you be open to AD coming back?
Man, I would definitely be open to AD coming back. He's a tremendous talent. I think Rich Paul and LeBron made a move, and they gave him bad advice. I think they tried. I just think he was young, and he was trying to flex what muscle he had, and it didn't work. I think he just made a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they could make it work, and he'd come back and help build a team here, I'd be all for it. I'd be all for that young man doing that here.
I get that sentiment. But when we go to the basketball side of things, I wonder if you look at how the team's been with AD, and he's been a superstar, obviously, but how the team's success has been, are you not open to the idea potentially of getting a Herschel Walker-like return for AD? That could potentially make the team better on the floor, regardless of how he's been personally.
Yeah, but then aren't you kind of weighing, Chad, as we'll go to you here, is a known and you don't know. I mean, Tatum can turn into. You're hoping some of these draft picks and other players. I know if AD shows up and comes out of the locker room,
we can get the sixth seed.
No, he can be an MVP. I mean, that's a fact. I know that, right? He was a candidate last year, finished in the top three, and we saw even this year, even post. I want to get out of here, Chad. When the guy played, there were like games where he had 25 minutes, 23 points. 23 minutes, 21 points, double-digit rebound. When the guy wants to play, he's a dominant player. So I do wait, because I'm with you, Trey. I get excited of, wow, what can I build? What can I get with all these new pieces? But at the same time, Chad, kind of like you're saying, well, if he wants to come back, and you give him $240 million, well, that takes care of his money thing. And if he has trust and faith in the ownership and trust and faith in the leadership and that they're going to build a winner around him, and then he's all invested and all in, well, then I have to also listen to that standpoint as well, right?
Yeah, you got to listen to it. I mean, you can build a good franchise around Anthony Davis. I just don't think he's had the leadership in place to do that.
I agree with that. We never had any vet leadership while AD's been here. Dell's whole young vet thing, that was no good. That's why I love bringing in a piece like Al Horford just to make the salaries match, because him and Drew together, great presence in the locker room for whatever young guys come through. We never had that for AD. That is our fault, but that's a thing that happened.
So, all right, guys, I just wanted to put my two cents in. Thank you all so much.
Not a problem, Chad. Appreciate it so much. All right, let me play when we come back out of the break. We'll play what PTI had to say because it's a little over 2 minutes. So I want to give it a little full time here as well. And we'll continue our discussion. We're live at Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Reed Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes is no different. Nora runs a small business in New Orleans, too, and she's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes for small business insurance today. NMLS number 423930.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers slip-ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers slip-ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Plenty to get into here. It's the Sports Hangover. Coming up top of the hour, Matt Muscoda. And after further review, he'll have more on Scott Woodward becoming the athletic director for your LSU Fighting Tigers. Been focusing a little bit more on the Saints' schedule. Pelicans hire David Griffin and trying to convert Trey to at least give David a chance. That's all I'm asking. We'll see if he does well or not. I'm not calling the savior, but let's just see what happens.
I'll give him a chance the way I gave Eli Apple a chance.
Okay. Well, like, and he turned out to be okay.
I'm going to sit here and tell y'all I told you so afterwards.
Okay.
No, Eli Apple did turn out to be okay. Okay. Ken Crawley was okay for a year, too. See, I'm just angry all around, Gus.
You really
don't
are.
Don't do that
yeah,
to
you
me.
You really are. PTI on the Pelicans move.
Didn't take long for the Pelicans to be in the news after introducing ex-Cavs boss David Griffin as the man who will run the Pelicans. On the topic of keeping Anthony Davis, Griff said, quote, "We have a long, successful history with Clutch Sports. Rich Paul and I have spoken about Anthony. We are both excited about what we could potentially build here." Close quote. That's a little different than sitting by the phone waiting for the Celtics and Lakers to call. Tony, do you think there's a reasonable chance that the Pelicans, with Griff leading the way, can convince Anthony Davis to stay in New Orleans?
That is an excellent question, because you say a reasonable chance, and it makes me think, is there a reasonable chance? No, there is zero chance, and let
really?
Me say that again. There is zero chance,
wow.
And one more time, zero chance. You don't put on a shirt that says, "That's all, folks," and walk that back, and he hasn't walked that back at all. He gave them no effort for the last 35 to 40 games of the season.
No.
After that trade.
No, what do you mean?
Absolutely no. They were estranged from each other. This sounds good. You can't attract free agent. Here's the chance. If they win the lottery and they pick Zion Williamson, Anthony Davis says, "Ooh, I think I'd like to play with him." Other than that, zero. Go the other way. I want to hear it. You putting money up to bet?
I bet
how much?
You whatever I got. I don't have $2,000 like you and
that's
Doc
not Phil
Rivers.
Nicholson's.
You and Doc
$100 roll.
Money falling onto the streets
what
in
do
LA.
You bet me?
I'll bet you whatever you want to bet, he'll wind up. I said this before Griff was hired, and now that David Griffin, who has a, speaking of body of work, David Griffin has one.
Sure.
Both in Phoenix, where he assisted, and yeah. when they were got that close, okay? And, of
What's
course,
the bet?
In Cleveland.
Tell me the bet.
I bet you we'll bet a round of golf somewhere. Anthony Davis is going to be right there.
For the whole year?
I'll say he's going to re-sign.
Really?
I think there's a reasonable chance.
Jeff,
you're
going to
give me some odds.
Taking this bet.
You're going to give me some odds.
No odds.
Yeah, you do.
You just said
a reasonable chance means odds. Huh?
That's not going to re-sign.
I think he will stay there.
Why? Why do you think that?
Because I think that Griff knows how to get this done. I think he's with him leading the way, he and his guys will know how to draft, attract somebody. You mentioned free agents.
They've never attracted
anybody.
They
got a couple of good players already.
Mike? David Griffin, I know you love him. He's a fine GM. David Griffin's
he's terrific.
But you know what he can't do?
What?
He can't turn water into wine.
He didn't have to. He's
that
got
ship,
wine.
That ship is sailed.
He's got Anthony Davis,
he's
red
got
wine.
He's wine, all right. He's whining.
There you go. So Michael Wilbon saying he thinks he does come back. Tony Kornheiser, I think, Trey, like a lot of people feel, look, that ship has sort of sailed. I think it's more on the negotiating tactic and ploy, understanding, like John Forcade said here as well before he jetted.
Well, you
have
good
to know how to talk to these people and do that. And,
right.
And that meeting, which is why I think he never gave a date as to when this meeting is going to happen with AD and Rich Paul face to face. And I think it's going to be a very simple one because, again, I played that bite and that sound bite. You're either all in or you're all out.
Right.
So let me ask you, what is your definition of all in? Just what's an all in hyphen define it?
For AD, it's going to involve action. Because, of course, if he's sitting in the room with David Griffin backed into a corner, we know AD's beta personality. He'll just say in the room, "Yes, David, I'm all in." And then he'll go and do his AD stuff as soon as he walks out of the room.
But what's the definition
to you? So it takes action. It takes AD being in the locker room with his guys, doing all the things AD never did as a leader, but we kind of glossed over it because we were so scared that he would leave.
Right.
That we totally ignored that AD never did any of the leader things his entire time here. But I did want to say that Wilbon made some good points, because when he started talking about that, I was just thinking, okay, Wilbon's a Bulls fan. He remembers when Kobe wanted to get traded to the Bulls. Kobe ultimately stayed. This ain't the same thing, Wilbon.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like when Tony was trying to say, well, they've never attracted people. There's been this weird, weird misconception about New Orleans ever since Anthony Davis requested the trade, and it's everybody nationally acting as if New Orleans is Omaha. I get we're a small market, but this idea that nobody wants to live in New Orleans as if we're Sacramento or something like that. No. We're a small market, but this is kind of like living in Vegas. It's not like living in Sacramento or Omaha, and Wilbon was kind of getting at Tony back on that. It's like, you know, they could. If they had reasonable, good people in the front office, which, I mean, they're saying we have that now. I'm still right. Holding the jury out on that. But if we did, no. New Orleans is absolutely the kind of city that can attract players. We need to quit pretending that this is Connecticut.
And again, as we get to Marlon here in a quick sec, I do think to two things to your point that stood out in David Griffin's statements yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was after his initial opening comments when he took Q&As, when he was talking about does a big market make it here or not, and he said BS, and he didn't say the two initials. And he says you should want to win for a small market, it means more. He got that and he understood it, which means he understands what it means to attract here at the end of the day. It's about winning. Mm-hmm. Can people want to go, A, if is there money involved? So if you have money and he has cap space, and B, do I think I can win there? And what he's saying is, if I can provide that, that's when free agents come. Why'd Paul George stay in Oklahoma City? Because of those two
exactly.
things, right? He thought he could win, and he got paid. Marlon Favre, what's going on, man? How are you?
Trying to stay dry, Gus. You know, that rain getting a little hectic here. But other than that, hello, New Orleans.
Talk good luck,
you,
baby.
It sounded like he was trying to build his arc just now. Look, man, let's quickly get into it. I want to start off, though, a very good friend of yours, Keenan Lewis, getting the head coaching job at a local high school. How big was that? You told me last night that you talked to him yesterday about it.
Man, it was huge, man. It really means a lot to Keenan. Keenan has coached on that staff before as an assistant. Did a really good job. He spent a little stint at my old school, West Jeff in the building, baby. Hello. So he knew that it was very important for him to get some coaching experience right out of the league, and he jumped right into it. And he's just ecstatic, man. This is a dream come true. Anytime you can come back and coach at your old high school, man, and really make a difference for the kids are huge, man. So he just sounds extremely happy and good for that Algiers community for sure.
You know, Marlon, when you take a look, obviously, the importance of high school football in the state and just the amount of talent that gets going in there. Got a guy that has NFL ties, local ties there as well. I think it just strengthens prep football in the community.
It does. It makes it a lot more competitive. If you look around, you have Robert Beecham over there at Dillisdale, where my son plays, and you have Scholar Green over
yep.
at Higgins, and now you have Keenan at
Robert Beecham becoming a Robert receivers Beecham. Coach.
Yeah.
Good for Bobby.
Rob. I see Rob. And it works for the kids, man. It's a respect thing. The kids respect and admire what these guys are out here doing. And on top of that, the plethora of knowledge that they're able to get, you know, right away, kids like Eric Barnes and Landry Walker, who's a really good cornerback, and a lot of colleges are thinking about him. This gives him an opportunity to really polish his skills. So I really look forward to, you know, Keenan. He's a bit ecstatic. He is. He loves it, Gus. He loves the fact that, you know, the kids are responding to him, and he's at his old alma mater doing his thing.
Well, I'll say this, man. I'm looking forward to chatting with him. We'll see if we can get him on next week to kind of get his take on what it's going to be like to be the guy actually calling plays and getting a team ready to prepare rather than preparing just to play on the field for sure. Cause I'm sure it's always hard, as Robert has said, the transition of still feeling you can play to all of a sudden knowing that you got to get that, you know, that adrenaline rush from another area. Marley, you'll be a part of our draft coverage coming up next Friday when we do round two on the show here. But one of the things that I want to get into, you're, you know, basically a week away from the NFL draft starting. And, you know, what is it like from this standpoint here? Is it you're dotting the I's and T's from teams? You pretty much know everything you can know from these players. You're finalizing your plans. I just have a hard time believing that it goes all the way to the very end. Or you do think that there's still some players, some agents out there trying to still push their players and try to move them up?
Yeah, right now it's basically called the car wash. This is the car wash phase a week before the draft, where basically, especially the bigger clients, they do all the media run-throughs. They go sit down with Gus Cadengale. In New Orleans, they try to catch as much national news, sit down and try to get your client as much exposure before the draft, because every little thing counts. We don't know what goes on in those war rooms. We don't know. A lot of guys getting drafted has a lot to do with likability. You know, is that player marketable? Will he be a fan favorite? You know, so all of that's happening. And from the player's perspective, Gus, I can think back when I was getting ready for the draft back in 09, actually. Ironically speaking, back when me and Keenan were actually coming out of the draft, it's a weird expression, man. It's hard to really dial in exactly how to express the feeling. You sit there and you spend all your time in college working to get to this point, and it's now here. And you don't know what the future holds. You don't know if you're going to get called the first day, the second day. Mm-hmm. You can just, you know, remain as optimistic as you can. So it's just one of those feelings where you just want to, you know, maybe take a day or two and not even think about it. Don't even look at any of this stuff and just focus on enjoying the moment, you know. And I think that's one thing that really stood out at this point in time for me.
Marlon Favorite, man, as always, looking forward to the draft here, getting closer a week away from round one. Do you think Kyler Murray is the number one pick taken overall?
He's the number one pick taken overall, Gus. It makes sense. If you look at Coach Kingsbury, if you look at a team just needing a flash, someone to come in and really, you know, last year Josh Rosen wasn't that for him. They thought he was going to come in. That pro-style quarterback was going to work for him, and it didn't. They're in the position where they had the first pick overall because they had the worst season. So they need a breath of fresh air. Baltimore knows all about this, right? Bringing in Lamar Jackson, a dual-threat quarterback, and it worked for them. So I think Kyle Murray goes number one overall.
There he is. We're going to do a lot more when it comes to that here as well. So, well, let's let's see what goes on. There's going to be a ton of storylines. Obviously, we'll look at the Saints and such. So looking forward to having you on our draft show again this season. And, Marlon, leave us with this. I'm sure you've had some time to look at, read, if not listen and hear to what David Griffin had to say. What do you think of the Pelicans, man, the hire yesterday?
I thought it was huge, man. I was excited about that hire and the hire out at LSU. with Woodward. So I think this is a good week for Louisiana, some really decent leadership. And, hey, I think you guys said it best as I was coming on. This isn't Connecticut. This isn't Wyoming. This place is attractive. Let's look at this thing. Man, these guys, Cam Jordan, you got guys that came here years ago like Mike McKenzie who still live here in Louisiana. The place is attractive, man, but it just has to make sense all around. So we have an opportunity, obviously, here. The biggest thing is going to be, you know, the AD situation. But right. Most importantly, man, cap space and figuring out how to get players that can come here so we can start winning, so it will look more attractive from a winning perspective. So that's my thoughts on that.
Big Fate 504 is the way to get into it as well. No doubt part of that podcast will be the new athletic director, Scott Woodward. Leave us with your thoughts on that, Marlon.
I heard, and I like this sound, this is one of the best LSU hires since Nick Saban. So Wow. That's what I heard. That sounds about right. My boy is Ed Orgeron, so I'll put him up there for sure. But this is huge for our athletic department. Look for some wins coming soon from the Tigers, baby. Hello, somebody.
There he is. is. Marlon Favre out of Big Fave 504. Thank you, Marlon. We'll talk a lot more about this as well, part of our draft show, because, again, a couple of Tigers looking to go high in the draft, including Devin Wright, Greedy Williams as well. And by the time we go on the air on Friday, more than likely they would have been taken in day number one a week from today. So, Marlon, we'll talk about all that and more. Thanks, man. Have a happy Easter weekend with you and your family.
Enjoy the Easter, y'all. Take care. Bunny, bunny, baby. Go Easter hunt, baby.
Did he just say bunny, bunny?
He did. I'm here for it.
I'll say this. When you look at Marlon, he is the tackle.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To hear him say bunny, bunny, that's good, huh? He is. He's a soft, cuddly little guy.
He's a big old bear.
He is. Sports Hangover. I have no idea how 3 hours just flew by, but we'll put a wrap on things. Up next, live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station. Napa
Know-How. The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number's 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of La Rose, Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. We're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308, La Rose. Thank you for listening.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Gus Cattingill with you. John 4K was with you for a while. He made a dash to the West Bank, Trey.
I drove him out of here.
In case the weather gets bad, it's slowing down, but it looks like if you're leaving drive time, you should be able to get out early. I know a lot of people are getting out early. 5 to 7 looks like it's going to be the worst time here in the greater New Orleans area. Trey, college basketball just got a little bit better per CBSSports.com. The SEC and AAC have agreed to a scheduling alliance in men's basketball beginning in 2019 to 2020. As part of the alliance, 4 schools from each conference will participate in a 2-year home-and-home series, providing the college game with matchups from 2 of the top leagues in the sport.
That's really good.
And it's interesting you say, because I'm glad you get that. I bring on Todd all the time. Obviously, he's the voice of Tulane. And we've said this, you know, with their new hire, Ron Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the ACC. It's not the SEC, which this year you saw how many teams are in the top, you know, in a tournament.
But that's the thing. The SEC just became that.
Right.
It's usually Kentucky and everybody else.
Bingo. The AAC has some good teams in there. And Todd said it. There's some really good basketball. This is only going to help that conference.
They have a name
more.
Brand in UConn, and UConn's not even a top five team in that conference. You have Houston. You have UCF. USF, who didn't make the tournament, still really good as well. Obviously, Memphis, coached by Penny Hardaway. That's a really good conference. And for someone like the SEC, who's always been Kentucky and everybody else, maybe once every 3 years, Florida shows up. The SEC had a really good year this year. Auburn was good. Tennessee was good. LSU was good. And then LSU made the right decision and kept Will Wade around. Good job, idiots. So now I'm going to call them idiots, even though they did the right thing, because it took them 3 months to do the damn right thing.
Right.
So you have a conference that's up and coming. Yes, they're a Power Five, but in basketball, we're talking about up and coming. It's more than just Kentucky. I may name a bunch of teams that wasn't Kentucky.
I mean, Auburn won the tournament.
Right. Then you have the AAC, which is a real up-and-coming conference. They both have five or six teams that are decent.
They have four teams in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's not the Big Ten ACC Challenge. You're right. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But it's halfway there.
The SEC, seven teams made the dance, and the AAC landed four teams. And, look, again, if I'm the AAC, I am feeling really good about this. Anytime I can tie something into the SEC, because look, it starts here.
And if I'm the AAC, I want to wiggle some football games out of
it. I was just about to tell you that. Now that I have a relationship with the SEC, you know what? Let's do one game a year. How they do it, right now with LSU and Houston or something. Let's find the city. One of the things that I always love, and I always talk about this, because again, I call games for women's hoops at Tulane and I'm part of their broadcast, but the AAC's got some major cities in it. Orlando, Tampa, Philadelphia,
Memphis,
Dallas,
New
Houston,
Orleans.
Right? But I'm just talking about those. Yeah, Houston, New Orleans, kind of smaller.
Connecticut,
but yeah, but
Cincinnati.
I'm talking about the bigger ones, right? Any of those cities I could probably go to and say, okay, fine, I'm not going to get LSU. I won't get Bama.
Get Mississippi State.
Okay, what about middle-tier SEC school?
Mizzou.
And Houston to tip things off in Houston or in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium or something. I'm absolutely, if I'm the AAC, I'm going, hey, let's find the city. Let's rotate it through the AAC, right, where it's kind of regional to where your SEC schools sort of are as well. And let's do a SEC-AAC kickoff special every year.
For sure.
Where we'll pick one of our top teams to play one of your teams. And in football, in baseball, let's do a scheduling thing.
I was going to say, AAC also not bad at baseball.
Dude.
They're good at baseball,
too. If I'm the AAC, this is a home run. They did this.
Latching onto
home
the SEC.
Run. Absolutely.
We will be little brother.
Absolutely. Because you are then now really – because, look, they've been pushing themselves as the P6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They want to be involved. You do stuff like this, if you had a football game.
The things Boise State would not do.
Exactly. You had a football. And look, and you know what that means? I get it. That may mean, hey, maybe we go to the SEC school. That may mean when you host a game in one of these cities and it's the SEC versus your team and they get 60%, 70%, that's fine.
Makes it that much better if you win.
Do it. Because to your point with Boise, just get in. You do it, understand and accept. They are the big boys. They're letting you in. Mm-hmm. And when you first come in, you have to abide by their rules. But in the long run, you are just putting your foot and going whoosh, to every other conference below you. I think it's a great, great move for them to do that.
Yeah.
And it's exciting, again, if you're from around these parts. I mean, imagine, LSU hoops taking on, getting a chance. If they get better and they get up there, because, again, it'll be the top four teams. Can you imagine Tulane at Rupp? I mean, that's cool. Or Kentucky coming down, because it's a home-home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a home-home, so you could get one of those top schools. Auburn, LSU, they don't play. Look, that's part of the stuff here.
Memphis and Penny Hardaway going to any of those SEC schools.
Again, Memphis and Kentucky going at it. I think it'd be really, really cool to sort of see. That's big, big news for the AAC.
Hey, good job, LSU, for keeping Will Wade. Way to use common sense, guys. Stick up for your coach.
Do you feel better getting all this off today?
I do, because the thing I was looking at, I didn't get to talk about it because I was gone. If we ended up, let's say Will was guilty, we ended up having to fire him, who are you going to hire now? You didn't stick up for your coach.
Yeah, Mike Davis from Indiana back in, you know.
That's all right. Oliva's gone. Will's in. We're good, baby.
Enjoy
Go
your
Tigers.
Easter weekend, Trey.
Enjoy yours too, Gus.
And there he goes. Thanks to everybody that tuned in today. As always, you can go check us out on our podcast as well. Joey, have a happy Easter weekend. Everybody have a happy and safe Easter weekend. Matt Moscone after further review. He's up next on ESPN New Orleans.